Jeff Bishop is a trader's trader, a guy that even the pros turn to as a mentor for how to minimize mistakes and maximize profits.
Good idea.
Thank you.
An expert at spotting the next trend and a careful observer of the market's movements and motivations.
My name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker.
Now it's your chance to pick his brain. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade.
What will they think of next?
Where he gives you his market sense and tells you what he's got his eye on and how he's going to play it.
Let the games begin.
Jeff Bishop does join us right now to talk about something that he is looking at, possibly trading right now, possibly trading next. This is Jeff Bishop's Next Trade on Money Life. Jeff is the editor at TopStockPicks.com. He is the co-founder of RagingBull.com. Now, if you want more information, those are the two websites, TopStockPicks.com, to really see what Jeff does specifically, RagingBull.com for the entire Raging Bull community. Raging Bull is on Twitter at Raging Bull. Jeff Bishop, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chuck. Always good to be here.
Your next trade is...
long gold by GDX.
So you're long gold buying the GDX. Now, it's important that my audience understand that we are taping this on September the 19th to air on the 20th. And the 20th, well, we're going to get some news out of the Fed in the afternoon. But the truth is, I don't think anybody's necessarily expecting the Fed to raise rates. Gold, when people think of rates going up, they think of inflation, and that makes them think,
I love gold.
But if rates aren't necessarily going up, why is the GDX, which I should point out is the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF. Why is the GDX the play to make now?
Well, we have a couple of things here. First is a technical reason. I think a couple of weeks in the show, we talked about why GDX was going to probably top out around 25 and make a low back down to 24 level. And it did. So if you caught that downtrend by shorting it, you made a really good trade. But right now we're at the 200 hourly moving average, which is one of my favorite support indicators. And it holds up really well for GDX typically. So right now it's holding that line. And I really think that you're poised to see a bounce here. I don't think it's going to see another dip unless the Fed does something really unexpected tomorrow. But I think that the trend for GDX especially will be back higher. It's around 24. Probably we'll see 25 in the next move. And that's going to be my bet for it.
Are you going to be in advance of the Fed news? Do you want to wait for the Fed news? What's the right way to play this?
Yeah, you know, I think this is a really quick trade. Typically, I would play options on a trade like this. I'd be looking to buy options in anticipation of a move coming up and then sell as soon as the Fed news comes out or the day after it. But the premiums on the options are kind of expensive right now, mainly because the market is anticipating some volatility in gold and with the whole market overall soon. So the option premiums are a little pricey right now. I don't feel like that's the way to go. So what I'm looking at personally is getting into GDX prior to the Fed announcement. Let's kind of see what the prices are. I'll probably start scaling in a few hours before then. And knowing me, I'm going to go with a triple leverage version. So if I like GDX and I like my trade, I'm going to go with triple leverage. So in that case, I'm going to go with NUGT, or I call it Nugget.
Right.
That'll give you three times the return of GDX.
Right.
In a
that
short
is
period of time.
That is the Direction Daily Gold Miners Bull 3X ETF. So GDX is the gold miners, Nugget is the leveraged gold miners. And I'm curious because as we're recording this, GDX is trading in the just under $24, $23.75-ish. And you talk about upside to 25. Is part of the reason to use leverage here that it's not a long way to go? That's not an enormous potential reward, but the chart's telling you to do it, and the chart's telling you it can happen quickly. So this is one of those trades where the leverage allows you to make it that much more worth your while?
That's exactly right. So I don't want to hold a leveraged ETF very long. Like, I'm not going to make a year-long investment in a leveraged ETF because there's natural decay in the product, first of all. And if you're wrong on the trade, you're losing three times your money all the time. So if the GDX goes down 10%, I'm probably going to lose more than 10%. I'm going to lose more than 30% the longer I hold NUGT. So I don't want to make that a long-term bet. But when I think there's a short-term trade coming up, and I think it's got a high probability, and I've got a limited loss on it, I want to go into the leverage product. Like you said, there's only a $1 move I'm looking for. I'm not looking for GDX to explode $5 higher on this move tomorrow. But I do think that we could see a $1 move in that. So at a $24 stock, that's about a 4% move. And if you get a 3x leveraged version, that could be a 12% move. And if we can capture a 12% move or anything close to that in a couple of days, that's a really good trade. That's something I want to be all over. So let's talk about the stops and the losses here, because I don't ever get into a trade that I don't have a stop already planned.
Yep.
If the Fed comes out, does something that's really unexpected and just continues to blow up the bull case for gold, then GDX will fall. And I think that if it makes a new low below 2350, that's going to be a place I look to stop out of Nugget. So I'll look at that GDX below 2350. And it's always got to hold that for more than a couple of hours. A lot of times we'll see a quick knee-jerk reaction after the Fed makes some kind of announcement. And that can flush you out of your trade really quickly, but the market seems to, it bounces back and forth a lot right after the Fed. So I'm not going to let an instant move take me out of my trade, but if it trades below for a couple hours, that's probably a pretty clear signal that the trade was wrong and I'll get out. That's a very limited downside. It's about 50 cents of downside or less. And it's got over a dollar of upside potential. So I think it's a more than 2-to-1 ratio there. And if I can capture anything close to that, that'll be excellent.
When you talk about how it's got to hold under 2350 as your stops, what that means is you can't place a mechanical stop order and say, if it gets to 2350, I'm out, because that would be that, oh, it moved suddenly, you're out before anything could happen. This is a case where you actually have to watch it, and you have to be vigilant rather than using the let me place a stop loss and set it there, knowing that if it touches, it triggers.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is one of those trades like that. So if you got to be in your office and you can't watch the Fed around 2 o'clock, if you do have to set a stop, then I would set the stop just under 2350 and let it go. But we all know the markets are mean. The market's looking to take you out of your trade at the lowest price possible. So if I put a stop at 2350, I've just seen it enough times where it'll dip down for just a minute or two. It'll flush everyone out who had stops in at a certain level, and then it'll rally the other way. That's just the way the market works, and I don't like getting caught in that. So as a trader who's in front of the computer tomorrow, I won't let the 2350 level flush me out if it happens. But if, like I said, if it does hold for a couple hours, then I'll know that wasn't just a quick dip, that the trend probably really is down. So that'll be my signal to get out. One more thing. The reason I'm not looking at options is the options are harder to get in and out of. And if I'm looking to make a quick trade, I'm going to lose some money on the bid and ask on the option. And that's a sizable amount, really. So I feel those are a lot harder to get out of for a fast trade. The leveraged ETF gives me the ability to come in with a bigger size and be able to stop out quickly when I want to. And on the upside, too, I can sell quickly when I want to sell.
One last question. The leveraged ETF, you set your stops and your targets based on the GDX. Because the leveraged is 3x that, you're not going to set them based on the leveraged. You're going to set them based on the GDX. And if you would get out of a trade on the GDX, then you're out of Nugget, correct? Rather than get the blurriness that comes from using the leveraged ETF, you're going to set your stops and make your trades mentally off of the GDX, even if you're in the leveraged version, right?
Exactly. I think that when you're trading a leveraged ETF, you've always got to look at the non-leveraged version for when you're going to make your sell and you're on the buy side or the downside. So I don't want to look just at Nugget at where to make the trade. I want to look at GDX. So that's why I'm looking at GDX. And when GDX makes that trigger, either towards $25, which I hope it'll happen, or below $23.50, that's going to be my trigger on when I'm going to sell Nugget. So whatever the price is there on Nugget, that's when I'm going to take it off the table.
It's gold.
I love gold.
Either in the form of the VanEck Vectors Gold Miners ETF, the GDX, or Nugget, N-U-G-T, the Direction Daily Gold Miners Bull 3X ETF. That's Jeff Bishop's next trade, playing out as the Fed announces on Wednesday. Jeff, thanks as always for joining us.
Awesome. Let's hope it pans out. I'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Jeff Bishop, everybody. He is the editor at topstockpicks.com, co-founder of RagingBull.com. What a great way to start the September 20th edition of Money Life. Up next, the big interview, a really big interview. Joe Davis, Global Chief Economist for Vanguard, will be here when we come back in just a moment.